Charlotte drive, and he lays it in with the left hand and one. The freshman coming up big in the Mountain West Championship Final. He gives Nevada the lead. Drew throws it to Caroline. Caroline penetrates. Two-foot jump stop. Got to the rim, but missed the layup. Oliver the rebound, and the follow is in. Fenner now with 12 points. Inbounded to Prentice Nixon, and he will dribble out the clock. 79-71, the final. The Nevada Wolfpack, the regular season champions in the Mountain West Conference, and now the champions of the 2017 Mountain West Tournament. Nevada, with their 28th win of the season, locks up the automatic bid to the NCAA Tournament.
3:39 in the Valley, back on the streets of Vegas. That's your final, 79-71. And the Wolfpack get it done. As, boy, I got to tell you, feeling good for my friend who's on the phone right now. Former head coach here at UNLV, now is the assistant up there with the Wolfpack. And that's the Nevada Wolfpack. We'll call him Nevada while we have him on. That's our good friend Dave Rice. Hey, brother, congratulations.
Appreciate it. Very, very good weekend for our program. We practice today, leave tomorrow for Milwaukee, getting ready to play Iowa State on Thursday in the NCAA tournament.
I'm so happy for you. I'm happy for your kids, for the Rice family. You know, I was there for around you. We had a chance to do the Rice show for 3 years at the Orleans. And, you know, while you were here, it was great to work with you. You leave, you find yourself with some new roots up there in Reno with the Wolfpack, and I got to tell you, Coach, I'm so happy for you.
Well, I appreciate it. We had a lot of good years at UNLV, whether it was as a player, as an assistant coach, or the head coach, and enjoyed doing the radio show with you as well. And just it was special on Saturday for us to be able to cut down the nets, win the Mountain West Conference Tournament Championship, and to be able to have so many friends, lifelong friends from Vegas that were at the game, and also a lot of family members as well. So special time for our family, but just as important for our program and what we're trying to do.
Was that the first time you had the opportunity of cutting down the nets? If so, and if not, tell us what that experience was like, it being here anyhow.
Well, I was an assistant. Obviously, we cut down a lot of nets when I was a player at UNLV with Coach Tark. A lot of nets for conference titles and an NCAA championship. But then also as an assistant coach for Bill Baino, we won the WAC tournament championship in 1998, and then the first year of the Mountain West, we won the regular season title at UNLV in 2000, and then also we were the conference tournament champs as well. No matter how many times you do it, it's special because it's a new team, and just could not be proud of our team and how hard they've worked, what we've been through, and to be able to one Saturday win on our home floor, win the regular season conference title, and the following Saturday win the tournament championship. I think to be able to get the old daily double, or maybe we should say the weekly double, was special for us.
Coach, I was surprised you didn't take your shirt off.
Well, it was a great experience for all of us, and the great thing is we get to play in the NCAA tournament. And we're a confident group, but we also know we have a huge challenge on Thursday against a very, very good Iowa State team that just won the Big 12 tournament championship.
Coach, you mentioned that it was great to win the regular season and then the conference as well. You actually won the regular season. You beat Colorado State there on March the 4th, 85-72 in Reno. Then you come and you get ready for the Mountain West Tournament. How different is that as a coach setting up the team, knowing that you guys are going to have to play 3 games in 3 days? Oh, and by the way, everybody's saying the Mountain West is a one-bid conference, so if you want to go to the big dance, you have to win the whole thing.
A lot of people speculated on whether or not it would be a one-bid league. We didn't know. We were very proud of the fact we'd won the regular season conference title in the last game of the season, and we went in with the mindset that we weren't going to leave anything up to chance. We knew what a tremendous challenge it was going to be. It started with Utah State and then against a very good Fresno State team that had beaten us in 2 very close games, and then Colorado State, another team we have tremendous respect for. So we just felt like we wanted to leave it in no one's hands but our own, and by virtue of winning the conference tournament championship, we of course got the automatic bid.
Coach Dave Rice on our show right now. Coach, let's take us to the game now coming up in Iowa State. They're looking for a lot of points in this ball game. They like to move it, and so do you.
Absolutely. 351 Division I teams, and if you look at the KenPom experience numbers, Iowa State's the 6th most experienced team in the country. They've 4 seniors that they start, so it's a very experienced team. It's a team that's been to the NCAA tournament a lot of times. They've won NCAA tournament games. Again, they're a very hot team in terms of momentum. having won 8 out of 9 and having just won the Big 12 tournament championships, we have a lot of respect for them. It will not be a game that needs a shot clock because we're both going to try to push the ball in transition. We just have tremendous respect for the conference they play in, for what they've achieved, and it'll be a tremendous challenge for us on Thursday.
The fact that they play in a conference like the Big 12, is that an advantage for them, or at this time of the season, does it basically look, you're both in the tournament together, you've both played your season, had successful seasons, and now it's just throw the ball up and let's get going here?
Well, certainly we have great respect for the Big 12 conference and for Power 5 basketball. Having said that, we're a confident group, and we feel like when we're playing at our best, when we're sharing the ball, when we're pushing it in transition, we're getting defensive stops, we're very competitive with anyone in the country. But again, we have great respect for the Iowa State team and what they've achieved, and we look forward to a game in the NCAA tournament on Thursday night.
Put some good numbers up, 18th in points, 33rd in RPI, and of course, Marshall, Caroline, and Oliver are your studs. I mean, they get it done. Oliver, I'm sure, will be playing at the next level as well as Marcus Marshall. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Coach Musselman's done a great job of putting this roster together, and certainly starts up front with Cameron Oliver and Jordan Caroline and their toughness and basketball ability. And then Marcus Marshall is a tremendous guard. Lindsey Drew is the guy who kind of orchestrates everything. And DJ Finner is a four-year player here at Nevada, and then Josh Hall has come off the bench for us. We've gotten great contributions from Deverell Ramsey and Leland King. And the great thing about our team, we've had some injuries throughout the course of the season, which every team goes through, and yet different guys have stepped up and done a great job. And we found a way to win 28 basketball games, so we're really proud of what we've done.
Yeah, you named Iowa State and the veterans that they have. They're loaded with seniors. They also have a couple of freshmen and underclassmen that help them out. Kind of describe them to us as a team.
Well, it starts with Monte Morris, who is as good a point guard as there is in the country. I mean, you think about his ability to take care of the ball and make plays for others. He's a senior, 200 assists and only 35 turnovers for the season. Two tremendous shooters, Naz Long, who actually played at Finley Prep before going to Iowa State, and then Matt Thomas, two great shooters on the wings, and then Deontay Burton, who is a very, very good stretch foreman who makes a lot of plays, and then Solomon Young, who's a inside player who's tough. And so they've got a really good starting five and some guys who come off the bench who do a great job as well.
Obviously, you don't need any kind of pep talk or anything getting ready for the NCAA tournament. But that being said, what do you tell your team? How do you prepare for this game as far as keeping their heads on straight, getting ready for the game, having respect for the other team but not being intimidated by the other team?
Well, I think it's a game that it starts on the defensive end, as it always does. We've got to try to do the best job we can of limiting Iowa State to one shot for a couple of reasons. We want to keep them away from second chance points, but also want to be able to get out and transition and run ourselves. But it's got to start with defense, and it starts with defensive transition. They're great in offensive transition. Monte Morris, like we talked about, is one of the best point guards in the country. He's going to push the ball. He's going to find three-point shooters, and they've got Burton as their foreman who can also make plays off the bounce as well and make three-point shots. They've actually got five guys on their roster who've made 43-point shots or more for the season. So it's a great challenge for us to try to get them stopped. And then we can't forget about our offensive end because we've got to continue to do a good job. We're averaging 80-plus points a game for the season, so we're a team that wants to get out and transition and run and share the ball. And so it should be a heck of a basketball game.
What's it like working with Eric Musselman?
It's been great. You know, Coach Musselman and I got to know each other really well last season. I came up and watched practice, and we stayed in touch and then had the opportunity to come and work here. And he's a coach who brings tremendous energy, has a great feel for players and getting things exactly how he wants them. And it's been I think I've been able to lend some experience that I've had from being in the college game for so long, and he brings NBA experience as well. And so I just think it's been a great balance for both of us.
You know, even though the Wolfpack are the rivals in the state for UNLV, we are rooting for you and the Nevada Wolfpack to get it done against Iowa State, Coach. Congrats. We appreciate the callback. This is fun. You having fun too, right?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. And it was fun being in Vegas this past weekend, like I said, to be able to have so many lifelong friends from my time at UNLV and in Las Vegas and family who were at the game. And we'll always have great friends in Las Vegas. And I've always said it many times that uniform colors may change, but friendships last forever. And so I appreciate a good friend like you, Seed, having me on the show today.
Coach, I know you loved winning the regular conference up there in Reno against Colorado State, but how sweet was it winning the conference tournament at the Thomas and Mack Center and getting to cut down those nets here in Las Vegas?
Well, again, it was great to be able to do it in front of so many family members and so many friends that we've had over the years. We had special times at UNLV, whether it was the player, as an assistant coach, or the head coach at UNLV, and those are friendships that will last a lifetime. And so we got really fond memories of our time in Las Vegas.
Coach, a pleasure. Thanks for getting back. Go get them, huh, bro?
Hey, I appreciate it very much. Thanks so much for having me on.
It's awesome. Coach Dave Rice of the, he's off the air, the Reno Wolfpack. I'm sorry.
You poser.
No, I said to him when he came on the air, I'm going to say Nevada because I don't want to say Reno and insult him.